Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. And by the way, I did a big lawn mowing session, and you can hear that my voice is a little messed up because of it. I suppose I should wear a mask while mowing the lawn. I have no allergies or anything like that, but it's an immense task. And basically, you don't realize that you're just breathing in all that stuff. So probably take some time to clear out my lungs. But rather than chicken out and not do the show or something like that and say, oh, well, you know, the voice isn't going to be up to 100% here. So let's just take a few days off and, you know, think about COVID-19. So you'll just have to put up with that as I have to put up with it. So let's take a look at some news stories, ladies and gentlemen. I thought you'd like to tag along with me. I'll do a little bit of clearing and maybe it'll ease up after a while. Well, we see this Michigan woman that's in charge. And the first thing I notice about her is she's got pointy eyebrows. What should that tell you about her? Huh? Now, I'm not saying she has to be a Jew, but something's going on. Now, I wouldn't doubt if she was. She wouldn't be there if she wasn't one of them. Let's just put it that way. So she's just a vampirist. That's all. What else do we see? It says, do not install the new iPhone update without reading this. Let's check it out. Hey, before you download the new Apple operating system 13.5, read this. Your phone will become an automated contact tracer. Yes, you have to opt in once. Apple is automatically installing its contact tracer app into your phone with the latest update. This is an app that will use Bluetooth to record all of the contact you have with other people through their phones and then send the data everywhere you went and everyone you interacted with to the government. Isn't that wonderful? Jeez, what they can do with technology today. You do not have to opt in to be part of this dumb, evil agenda. You may or may not be asked to opt in during the install process, and if you are asked, it may not be obvious. So what you need to do is immediately after you do the update, go into health settings and make sure that that is turned off. It says, seriously, do not turn this on. This is literally the first step in signing over your soul to the beast system. Can you even imagine what I'm reading you right now? These people just don't get it. We don't want anything to do with these people. It is really incredible. Ghislaine Maxwell bragged to Prince Andrew's cousin about searching trailer parks for Epstein girls. T-Rump declares an opening of the churches finally. Black male who tortured old whites recorded videos saying blacks should rule the world. Can you imagine a black ruled world? There wouldn't be any rule first. Except the rule of the jungle, the law of the jungle. But just imagine what the world would be like if blacks ruled the world. Imagine like the filth that would be everywhere and all the, I mean, just the thought of that is humorous. Not humorous that it would actually happen, but humorous that somebody could actually think of something that stupid. American billionaire wealth has already climbed 15% during lockdown misery. France, cops raid Antifa bomb factory in Paris. Unbelievable. The Hill says U.S. Supreme Court can make vaccine mandatory. Coronavirus infections decrease after lockdown ends. Jeez, I wonder if they could make that happen. In other words, all of the numbers were bogus in the first place, so why wouldn't these numbers be bogus too, is the point. Trump addresses video of black man torturing old white man in nursing home. Unbelievable. Mississippi church burned down by arsonists for opposing lockdown order. Yes, somebody sent me that. Oh my God. UK teenage girl walks into police station, shows wounds, denounces Pakistani sex gang. Let's take a look at that. Oh my goodness. These people should be hunted. You should see the marks all over this girl. Oh my God. We'll save that one for the news. My goodness. I'll have to save it later. Everything is a chore with this. I'm telling you that Firefox has fallen to the ground. Firefox was my favorite browser for years and years. It is junk now. Really, it is junk. Literally. I'll save it that way. That's the way to do it for now. U.S. lowest birth rate in 35 years, experts say. Experts, see? Trend will continue, they say, because of economic collapse. Former Apple contractor blows whistle on wiretapping entire populations. You see, the corporations are the enemy of the people. And the people are the enemy of the corporations. And you say, well, how can that be? The people are the ones that brought them to the lofty position they're in. Well, yeah, that's true. That's what happens. You see, Gab and all these new people, these BitChute, they want you to support them. You know what I mean? And I say to myself, geez, if we support them, what will happen is once they get big enough, they'll just kick us off the platform. So it's a very difficult thing. See, the government has declared that we are their enemy too. The people are the enemy of the government. And they certainly treat us that way, don't they? So then let me ask you a question. If this supposed democracy is a government ruled by the people that put people as representatives in Congress, what good is this federal government? I'm just asking you, exactly what good is this federal government? What good has it done? Oh, it sent a $1,200 check. Well, it didn't send one to me, but it sent you a $1,200 check. Do you think that that was for free? Seriously, do you? Unbelievable. The Earth's magnetic pole is shifting. Dystopian freak show. Strippers go back to work with masks. UK. Listen how off the UK really is. And of course, America's way off too. Don't get me. UK. Listen to this. And how old is this girl they're asking this to? School asks 11-year-old girl to define hardcore pornography as lockdown homework. That sounds like a wonderful thing. Literally plunge a needle into your arm, Alan Dershowitz says. It's legal for the government to force vaccinate you. Sure it is. Listen to this. Israeli river is filled with blood in gross satanic demonstration. I have to take a look at this. I didn't hear about this one before. Oh my goodness. The Jews of Israel continue to engage in increasingly bizarre activities as they prepare for the coming of their Messiah. Well, they are the Messiah, their Messiah. That's what they've declared. Who is known to Christians as the Antichrist. They are the Antichrist. Yes. The latest weird action of these Jews was to flood a river with blood during their satanic holiday of Passover. I'm not even going to comment on that. Where they celebrate murdering non-Jewish children in the name of their god, Satan. They are blaming this bizarre act on Palestinian Muslims. A vile, blood-filled river in Israel is prompting fears of an imminent major environmental disaster. Well, let me tell you something right now. The Jews are a major environmental disaster. One horrified photographer described the reddened Nahal Alexander waterway as looking like the Bible's plague of blood in Egypt. Israel's media has for weeks been publishing pics of red blood-filled water gushing into the Alexander River, loved for its wildlife and beauty. Blood, feathers, and other animal body parts are pouring out of the slaughterhouses. From one or more Palestinian slaughterhouses in the northwest bank of Tukaram, reports the Times of Israel. The Society for the Protection of Nature warned last month that Israel's lax laws have enabled the Alexander River, one of Israel's most ecologically important, to turn into blood. Wouldn't you say that this is a little bit interesting? Polluted runoff from slaughterhouses and other industries have polluted this river and turned it red in the middle of Passover. They don't celebrate Passover, please. And it's not the first time. With the blood pollution coinciding with the coronavirus. Yeah, crisis, yeah. The campaign group urged leaders to realize how vital nature is to our mental well-being and act to make sure ecological plagues like this don't happen again. Oh, another, it can't happen again. Yeah. Well, this is certainly interesting. I'll tell you, I think the Father's sending a message. And I hope the Father takes good care of them soon. You know what I mean. That they'll finally get the Holocaust they so richly deserve. What a beautiful woman. In this, McDonald's is being sued for global sexual harassment, a conspiracy with McDonald's. And there's this blonde woman in a McDonald's, and she's so beautiful. And her eyebrows aren't pointed. It's incredible. So, what else do we see? Sweden's no lockdown strategy worked, says heroic epidemiologist behind it. You know, thinking about why my voice is like this is one of the next door neighbor's cows got into my field and Miss Elke was across that field in no time. And I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. That's how this happened. You know that you can actually blow your voice out so that you can never, ever speak again. So I had to scream and it took a while. She usually listens pretty much right away. This cow actually, you know, you'll get a kick out of this, but she scared the actual cow pie out of it. I don't know how it got back over the fence. It looked like it jumped over the fence. I don't know how a cow can do that because the very big, meaty. But I just thought I'd let you know. That's probably why. I just thought of it. One in three small businesses won't reopen. 55% that is, say they won't rehire the same amount of workers. Listen to this. UK government now saying people have to learn to live with the lockdown lifestyle long term. Yeah. So the corporations have ganged up, ladies and gentlemen. They've ganged up with the government, with the devil, and with his offspring. And it's weird because they're all against the white race. Remember, I'm going to keep hitting on this, and I'm going to do a show on this soon. This is should reveal something to you. And I've talked about it, and you know what I'm talking about. White is not a color. It's the absence of color. So we are not human. Hue, even though the E isn't in it, human is colored man. All the other races put together, including the Jews aren't a race, but they're mixed with all the races. They are also colored man. None of them are really men at all. But you can certainly see they're not men. They don't act like men. They're beasts of the field because they act that way. But if you look into the human rights thing that's been going on since before we've been born, you'll find out that if human rights was an important thing, then they would be saving the white people in South Africa. Do you understand? That's all I need to say about it right there. But I mean, I'm going to do a show on that because it needs to be thought about. Human rights. Woman's rights. But whitey has no rights, according to the world. They want to get rid of whitey. Biden tells blacks they ain't black if they support Trump. Whoa, this guy's something else, boy. And he's a human. He's not white. He may be mixed with white, but he's a human. He's got Jew blood in him. T-Rump keeps attacking Sweden for not locking down the country. You notice how T-Rump gently plays both sides of the issue? He's saying, you know, when the people attacked Michigan, stuff like that, he's saying, oh, these are good people and all this stuff. And then he's mad because Sweden won't lock down their country, won't play along with the rest of the Jew world order. You see, this lockdown is very important to the Jew. Israeli websites hit by cyber attack. Praise the Father in heaven. Praise him day and night. See, you see what I'm saying? Trump, again, this headline. Trump declares reopening of essential churches. I wonder what if the Church of Satan is an essential church. And but he's yelling at Sweden for not locking down. You understand what I'm saying? You see the hypocrisy, the double speak, the double think, the double walk. 2.4 million more filed for unemployment last week. China begins asserting more control over Hong Kong. That's a weird headline. UK, Britain first leader, Paul Golding, convicted of terrorism. Yes. Anybody that doesn't agree with the narrative of the Jews is a terrorist. When in reality, the Jews have always been the terrorists and always will be. Right? Listen to this. Saudi, who shot up Pensacola military base, was tied to Al-Qaeda. Yeah. By the way, Pompeo, whatever his name, the fat boy who's just gained about another 60 pounds, you can see it. I mean, it's just like this guy's packing it on. He's over there with the baby killer, Netanyahu, and this China ambassador to Israel attacked Pompeo, you know, verbally or whatever. And next thing you know, he's dead. Very interesting, isn't it? You see, Pompeo, he just loves those Jews. And obviously, those Jews love him. Jew Alan Dershowitz claims forced vaccinations are constitutional. Let me ask you this question. Since when has any Jew cared about the Constitution? You see how they use these things? Now, this filthy Epstein friend, he's got pointy eyebrows too. He claims, now, do we even care what this Jew thinks? I don't care what this Jew thinks. Israel moves to shut down Christian-based God TV. Laura, the Jewess, Laura Loomer, who now no longer has blonde hair, and you can see even more just what a Jewess she really is, she's confronted about her role in Discord channel bans. Why, she's helping to shut down free speech while she's pretending she's a conservative. The Jews cry again about small fire at Tomb of Esther and Mordecai. Spick streams mass shooting at Arizona Mall on Snapchat. Very, very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. What did I just see right there again? Let me just pop back real quick. I don't even know what kind of a... That's not white. It's not... I don't know what it is. It says PragerU claims you are low IQ if you don't support Israel. Can you imagine? All right, let's see what's going on. Now, you see, remember how the FDA just went against a big pharma thing that was connected to Bill Gates and said, well, we're going to shut this down. You don't have the, I forget the term, that you don't have a license to do this. Let's just put it that way. Proper authority. That's it. Not forever, but just temporarily shut it down. Now listen to this headline. T-Rump appoints big pharma executive connected to Bill Gates to head vaccine developments. See, I'm telling you that this, everyone in this government, there isn't one person that's going, one man that will stand up. That's for the American people. This government's over with. You see that this democracy has imploded on itself. You see that they can no longer work together. You can see that they hate one another. You can see that the division caused by what democracy is has finally divided to the point where not only has it synergy taken place where they've amalgamated, but they have polarized as well at the same time. It's hard to explain what I'm trying to say to you, but that's how the Hegelian dialectic works. Two opposing forces fight each other, and in the process, they become synthesized. I suppose you could just say that the play that they play for all of us is just like I always say it is. It's professional wrestling. While they hate each other and play like they're against each other because they're trying to divide you the same way to join either one of them, They're laughing about it, having drinks in the background when we're not looking. A timeline. Pandemic and erosion of freedoms have been decades in the making. Taxpayers are on the hook for 98% of the Fed's $6.98 trillion balance sheet. No, we're not. Somebody's going to nix that with a stroke of a pen. That's all illegal. We didn't authorize any of these things. How the British Empire created and killed George Orwell. Apple's iOS 13.5 upgrade includes contact tracing app. Central bank digital currencies on the way. You know what that means. Cashless society, everything. Like I said, I don't know. Nobody mentioned it, okay? Nobody said anything about it. But I said I finally figured this out, and I wrote it on my site. It's still there, right at the top. See, I figured it out. Part of this lockdown is to get all of us to spend whatever cash we may have stored away. That way there, they pull it out of circulation. Think about what I'm saying. It's another step towards the cashless society. When this goes cashless, if it ever does, which I pray that the Father will not allow this to happen, we will be total abject slaves at that point. Well, let's take a look at another site. Every time I see this Bill Gates, this guy's not an expert. He's not a doctor. Bill Gates reportedly offered a $10 million bribe to use Nigerian children in coronavirus vaccine experiments. And you just heard that, right? And what would they say about Dr. Mengele? You see what I mean? See, they said Dr. Mengele did all these things that he never did, but they do them. And it's okay. You see? Why doesn't Bill Gates use Jewish children for these coronavirus vaccine experiments? You mean it's okay to use Nigerian children, but not Jewish children? Alt-censored helps catalog the videos YouTube doesn't want you to see. Well, that's a good idea. Very good idea. White privilege, a dangerous conspiracy theory. Fake peer-reviewed labels used on research papers to push leftist pseudoscience. FBI docs, foreign by Israel docs, reveal that without direct Israeli intervention, Trump would have lost 2016 election. And if he lost the election, then Hillary would be president, right? And she's a Jewess. So do the Jews lose either way? Third Reich's economic and social brilliance far greater than you realize, free of financial parasites and debt slavery. Jewish lies about Dachau concentration camp. How wealthy Jews bribed and controlled Winston Churchill. Well, he's a Jew himself. But yeah, they control other Jews, like Woodrow Wilson. Or Wolson, or Wool. Yeah, he was a Jew too. And the you know, what's funny is these Jew sites, they'll say, oh, we could have America's first Jewish president if Bernie gets in. Study reveals Jews have racial caste system with the whitest on top. People of color Jews are mad. Geez, that's the way it is in India too. See, they admit that being the lighter you are or the whiter you are, the higher you are in society. Don't they admit that? They all do. They all want to be white. They believe if they can marry somebody that's white, that will upgrade their children. Right? But what will that do for the white? Good question, isn't it? Planned Parenthood stole $80 million worth of COVID stimulus funds. They stole it. I wonder if there's going to be any lawsuit or anything. I wonder if the government will go after them. Hey, say if you stole $80 million worth of COVID stimulus funds. Would there be a problem with that? Now, here it is. This is what I'm talking about. For human rights. Congratulations, Dr. Carol J. Baker. That's another Jew name. She doesn't look like a Jew, but I see a little bit of pointy eyebrows there. Get rid of all the whites to increase vaccination rates, says vaccine expert Gates Foundation honoree. She got a gold medal. You get that again? Want me to hit you with that again? Get rid of all whites to increase vaccination rates, says vaccination expert Gates Foundation honoree. The UN is pushing Orwellian newspeak to promote gender equality. There is, again, human rights. Swastikas were a popular design element in the U.S. prior to World War II. Former concentration camp supervisor exposes Auschwitz lie. It certainly is a lie, that's for sure. All right, let's see what else we can find. I'm just reading your headlines. I don't have to comment on every little thing that there is, but let's see. Let's see how much oil is. They've snuck it back up now. It's $33.25. And for Brent crude, it's $35.13. So they've snuck it back up. But nobody wants the oil. Nobody needs the oil. How did they get it back up another 10, 13 bucks? How? Because all, just like in the Weimar Republic of Germany, there were all these Jewish speculators, and they would speculate on the prices of this and speculate on the prices of that, and it's all speculation. It's all what Winston had to find out. It's whatever we say it is, Winston. Okay, let's look at this site. They love New York as primary with all these things. Chinese national arrested for fraudulently applying for millions in COVID-19 relief loans. Boy, those Jews are teaching those Chinese people, unless that is a Jew. Oh, hold on. Listen to this. A Chinese national residing in New York has been arrested. That makes more sense to me now. I don't even have to look at it to know. The NAACP denies Joe Biden's claim of endorsement. So he claimed that they endorsed him and they said, no, we didn't. Okay, let's see. Let's just take a look over here. President T. Rump travels to golf club as locked down's ease. Yeah. Firefighters are battling a four-alarm fire on Pier 45 in San Francisco. Gee, that's a nice place for a fire anyway. San Francisco is a vile, vile place. Okay, what else? Father of man arrested over beating elderly resident speaks out. Let's take a look at this. The father of a man who was arrested for allegedly, we saw it on camera. This is incredible. So, astronomers find the Wolf Disk, an unlikely galaxy in the distant universe. The Wolf Disk. And it has E at the end of Wolf. Biden addresses fallout from "you ain't black" comment. Let's take a look at that. Boy, this guy is as cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I mean, you just got to look at this guy. If his eyes were any closer, he'd be a cyclops. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on Friday said that he should not have been so cavalier after he told a radio host that African Americans who back Donald Trump ain't black. The comment was interpreted by some as presuming black Americans would vote for him. I shouldn't have been such a wise guy, Biden later told black business leaders in a call with the U.S. Black Chamber of Commerce that was added to his public schedule. No one should have to vote for any party based on their race or religion or background. No. I don't take it for granted at all, and no one should have to vote for any party based on their race, religion, or background. These are African Americans who think Trump is worth voting for, Biden added, according to The Hill. I don't think so, and I'm prepared to put my record against his. That was the bottom line, and it really is unfortunate. I shouldn't have been so cavalier. Yeah, you're a real cavalier, and you're certainly cavalier. Now, you know what I noticed about Biden that shows he's not a real white man? Is his shoulders are slanted. I mean, I don't know if that's 30 degrees or whatever it is, but a white man's shoulders come out pretty much almost straight. You can see that this isn't a real white man. And it's evident by his mental abilities as well that he's not a white man. All he is a puppet that the Jews put in. It's one of their own. His children married Jews, and he's a Jew. Now, he isn't full Jew. He's a race-mixed Jew like most race-mixed Jews. Almost all Jews are race-mixed. As a matter of fact, they all are. I mean, I guess every once in a while, one of these race-mixed Jews marries a race-mixed Jew, but then what happens is they just produce another hybrid. So it doesn't, you know, they can't produce anything pure because they're corrupt, is my point. This guy, you just look into it. The soul is, there is no soul. Department of Justice warns Los Angeles mayor, oh my goodness, that stay-at-home extension could be unlawful. Now, what I like about this is, see, it's just a thing. It didn't say that the stay-at-home extension was lawful, but it said that it could be unlawful. You see? You have to understand what those words mean. It could be. T-Rump to attend first launch of astronauts from U.S. in years. U.S. charges ousted Hollywood executive with defrauding pandemic loan program, BlackRock Fund. Oh, I got you. Wait till I tell you this one, too. Hold on. I'm just trying to find out what the name of this feller is. His prosecutors said William Sadlier, 66, diverted much of the $1.7 million of loans he received on May 1st from the Paycheck Protection Program for personal expenses. Okay. Frozen chicken and frozen turkey products recalled due to possible contamination with rocks. Jeez, I wonder if that helped, you know, give the weight of the food, too. In other words, if you're paying for a pound of whatever this is, geez, the rocks will really, you know, it's one thing you can water it down, too, but imagine putting water and rocks. And it's called Healthy Choice, by the way. Healthy Choice. Eat your, what, I wonder how many teeth got broken by such things. This is why I cook my own stuff. Hertz files for bank, U.S. bankruptcy protection as car rentals evaporate amid CCP virus pandemic. That's the communist, Chinese Communist Party virus. Well, 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 well. It's such a deep subject. Let's see. Let me go to World here. Miss Universe New Zealand finalist Amber Lee Fries dies at 23 years old. How could that be? Is it a woman? I mean, I always have to question that now, you know. It's like you're not sure if these are even women anymore. The New Zealand Police Department said in a statement that Fries' cause of death is currently unclear. Officials told People they responded to a sudden death and that the beauty queen's death had been referred to the coroner. It is with immense sadness we acknowledge the sudden passing of a beautiful and talented Waheen Amber Lee Fries, her talent agency said on Facebook, adding a picture of the 2018 Miss Universe New Zealand finalist. Oh my God, she looks weird. She looks nothing like that. Man, what they can do with makeup. Wow. But again, her eyebrows aren't pointy. All right. If you saw the difference of this picture, you'd say, oh my God, what they can do. Let's see. Amazon to hire 50,000 temp workers in India as lockdown boosts demand. Australian great Ashley Cooper dies at 83. I wonder if he's a Jew. Cooper is often a Jew name. But he might not be. Who knows? I don't know. U.S. to withdraw from Open Skies Treaty, Trump says Russia to blame. Magnitude 6.2 earthquake strikes central Mediterranean Sea. Cyclone kills 14 in India, Bangladesh, leaving trail of destruction. Well, the whole place is a trail of destruction in the first place. Oh, listen to this. Listen to this. Britain's Rolls-Royce to axe jobs in air travel slump. How many jobs do you think they're going to take away? 9,000. Get it? You drop all the zeros. You get it? Because that's what it is. All right. So let's move along here Times of Israel. As a serving prime minister in the dock, Netanyahu enters Berlusconi territory. Berlusconi, could he be an Italian? I wonder. I really don't wonder, ladies and gentlemen. I really don't wonder. You know? 77-year-old woman succumbs to virus in Gaza Strip's first COVID-19 death. Church of the Holy Sepulchre to reopen Sunday for the first time in 2 months. Russia says willing to organize meeting between Netanyahu and Abbas. Yeah, he is one ugly Jew boy. Lockdown. Open up to the group Rush, Jewish frontman Geddy Lee. And of course, you know, he's going to talk about how his grandfather was in the Holocaust. Yeah. Let's see. From August 17, 74 through August 1st, 2015, there was one and one band only boasting the top spot at the intersection of complex, high fantasy progressive, and bleeding edge synthesizer driven power rock. That band was and always shall be Rush, only because he's a Jew. And while part of what makes Rush so perfect is its equilateral triangle-like division of labor, one third of this group, certainly the most visible, was Jewish. Isn't that important? Now, if you were pointing that out, they'd say that has of no importance. Why are you pointing that out? You're an anti-Jewite. I almost said it, huh? Geddy Lee, the singer, bass player, and synthesizer sorcerer, it says in Rush, was born Gary Lee Weinrib to Polish Jewish immigrants in Toronto in 1953. Most songs were so composed by Lee and guitar wizard Alex Lifeson, drummer Neil Peart, who replaced founding member John Rutsey on the above date in 1974, thus making the band's true birthday, wrote the group's unusual lyrics. Lee's nickname, Geddy, now his legal name instead of Gary, derived from his mother's thick Polish accent. Both she and her husband were Holocaust survivors who had been through the camps. Oh, they toured the camps, and their son toured all around the world. Isn't that wonderful? What a great Jewish story this is. And their experiences inspired one of the band's most meaningful songs. Rush was one of those bands that everyone has heard of, and had one hit song, Tom Sawyer, but can maybe seem off-putting. Their fan base is intensely loyal and obsessed, and usually male, and at least in the 1980s, were often proud early adapters of computer technology. They were the band beloved by nerds, and that can sometimes come with a haughty gatekeeping vibe. Oh, isn't this a wonderfully written article here? Yeah, it's a Jew. There's no doubt about it. It's a Jew, it's a Jew, it's a Jew, it's a Jew. It is a Jew. See how we got that Holocaust thing in there? That's the most. Oh, here it is. Listen. Both of Lee's parents were survivors of Nazi concentration camps. Not just one camp, but camps. Indeed, they met, as he tells it. In blue, they put that. Building work camps in 1939 at the ages of 12 and 13. They both ended up at Auschwitz and somehow continued a flirtation before both being transferred. This is a love story of rats, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't it wonderful to think that these rats could lock up together and link together and produce such a wonderful offspring as another filthy, dirty Jew like Geddy Lee? Yeah, it's a beautiful love story. Let's continue a little bit. So his father, Morris, the cat, but was really a rat, was sent to Dachau. His mother, Manya, because she was a man, to Bergen-Belsen. Manya, now Mary, her sister and mother, survived numerous rounds of selection. Lee's parents were reunited at a displaced persons camp after the war emigrated to Canada. And emigrated. Isn't it wonderful, these stories, how this could happen? Can you imagine? And the Jews are right here to tell us about how great this band was, but it's only really because Geddy Lee's a Jew. That's what's important about it. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so glad we could have this heartwarming story of how the parasites find love. U.S. synagogues demur as T-Rump demands state let houses of worship reopen. Oh, maybe that's what he means by necessary. Or, you know, in other words, they don't let the Christian churches open, but the synagogues they let open, perhaps. Maybe that's what Mr. T-Rump was trying to refer to. And, of course, the Catholic Church. That's important. And mosques. Oh, listen, it says T-Rump calls on synagogues. And, of course, that's first, the Jew first. And then the Gentile. T-Rump calls on synagogues, churches, and mosques to reopen this weekend. Pompeo accuses Iran of echoing Hitler's calls for genocide. Yes, you need to go out to another lunch, Mr. Pompeo. You look like you're a little decimated there. You're about three times the size I am. Oh, listen to this. For a young translator of sold-out Harry Potter, Yiddish is truly his Mamalotion. And of course, this guy is not white. He's a race-mixed Jew, again, another hybrid, because his name is Aaron Viswanath. And how old is he? Oh, he's 29 years old. A scion of U.S. literary dynasty translated series opener. Ah. Another great Jew. All these great Jews to worship in this world. And there's plenty of people ready to worship them all, too. Even the Jew wants you to worship them. That's why they wrote the Geddy Lee article. See, the only reason Russia was good at all was because Geddy Lee was there. You understand? All right, what else? Death surge as new infection swamp hospitals in Latin America. Oh, yes. Oh, it's incredible. Iran warns U.S. not to interfere with Venezuela gasoline shipment. Ex-Nazi hunter goes after Whitney Museum over protests against tear gas supplier. Ah, it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing to see all these Jews and see the world worshiping all these Jews. You know, I have audio plugins, and I see this Jew worship everywhere. There's plugins named after Jewish, you know. They don't mention any white people or anything like that, but all the greats of the audio industry are Jews, of course. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, in the plugins, in one of the plugins, it mentioned that this was the only, I don't know what it was, but it was a modulation plugin. It was the only one who satisfied this fellow named Wolf, his last name. And I knew he was a Jew, of course. And it's like, you know, It's they go out of their way. These companies all go out of their way to worship Jews. All of them. I get so sick of it because the Jew is probably one of the last things you would ever even consider for worship. I mean, you know, the only one I consider for worship is the Father in heaven. There is no other consideration. But, you know, the Jew is the bottom of the barrel, practically. The Jew and the Negro are the bottom of the barrel. So, praise the Father, we made it through a show. And I hope you enjoyed it. And as I always say something at the end of every show, don't I? This has been a News Bites Headlines New... This has been a News Bites Headline News Scan Report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.